I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Coming to you live tonight from TalkCast PDX, broadcasting on Aftermath.fm and TalkStream Live, and 135 radio stations across the country through Sun Broadcasting and the Gab Networks. We are Ground Zero, and we're proud to be here still. We're still alive, we're still broadcasting, and that's a good thing. And we're pretty much on the dot, I guess. I mean, I was just looking at the several news sources, but I managed to... I looked over a number of news sources, but it was funny because as I was passing along the news sources, I saw something. I get all kinds of different. I have like Flipboard, and I have Signs of the Times, all these different news aggregators and sites I look at. Drudge Report popped up. Nuke Weapons Agency breached in massive cyber onslaught. Apparently, the show we did last night with James Ponder was before the headlines. Nuclear Weapons Agency breached amid massive cyber attack. I'm just going down the list of all of the different things I'm reading. And again, hack against U.S. is a grave threat, cybersecurity agency says. So, you know, you look over the mainstream news after we have delivered what we've delivered, and... You know, I post the mainstream news and the aggregate news because I want to show you just, I try to demonstrate that we try to report the story before it is the big story. And it's all done for the idea that you need to prepare for what is coming. So you're not sidelined or sideswiped by shocking information. You know, and stuff gets biased. We know that. But most of the time, we seem to, you know... We seem to be ahead of the curve. And I criticize the media for being lazy. And I criticize them. I mean, when I criticize the media for shaping public opinion instead of reporting on it, I guess I don't make it clear enough. But I look at all networks with disdain when they do this. I merely reflect a lot of what I see. People, when I post stuff on Facebook, people will say, you know, that they'll criticize where I throw it up there, whether it's CNN or Fox or... And it's not because I support one or the other or the other or the other. It's just that when we have mainstream news sources, like the New York Times, the Washington Post, et al., you know, these are the news sources that are out there that the mainstream accept. Okay, there are a lot of people listening to this program, and they know that I'm giving them honest reporting, and they stick by us. And, of course, they subscribe to Aftermath.media, which is awesome. They do it because they support... and value good information. But see, I get fed up with any media network that enables ignorance and stupidity or feigns a certain bias and sensitivity to issues that really aren't there, but they most certainly want you to think that they are an issue. I've stated over and over again that the media anymore observes or reports a so-called crisis and then awaits a reaction, and at times... reports that the government has a solution. That's the Hegelian dialectic right there. Hegelian dialectic, where the problem demands a reaction and the only solution is that which is ready for its close-up on national TV. The sexy expert must speak now. And I'm not saying that Anthony Fauci's sexy, but a lot of women think he's sexy. I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, I was watching Saturday Night Live and they did a thing with Anthony Fauci and they're throwing bras at him and everything. I didn't get that. I didn't. But the doctors and the sexy experts, all diabolical, and they try to tell you what to do as if we are little kids. We're like little babies that are lost and are in need of direction. We need to go somewhere. We don't know where we're going. We're all crazy. You know, case in point, I posted a picture the other day. It was a satire. Okay, satire means you're kind of making fun of politics, right? It was a satire picture of Joe Biden, Xi Jinping, and Kamala Harris, Times Person of the Year, and it was a viral satire that went across the internet. I saw today on my Facebook page that it was fact-checked. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? They fact-check a picture that I posted that's obviously satire, that's obviously political commentary? They won't tolerate anything. They're not going to tolerate anything that they believe is going against. And I'll tell you something. I don't like making myself the news. Okay, and that's one thing I don't like. And what I mean by that is that what happens to me. I know a lot of listeners want to know what's happening to me. They want to know if I'm okay. And I really appreciate that because you know if I'm gone for 3 or 4 days, you can bet that the listeners are going to be out there. What's wrong? What's going on? You know, are you all right? A couple weeks ago, I wasn't all right. I had a moment after a show, and I did a whole show like this. I can't believe I did it, where for some reason my blood pressure was extremely low, okay? And so it was recommended that I go to the emergency room because it was really low. I mean, extremely low. And so I get in there, and I don't know why I'm tired. I don't know why I feel as tired as I do. They do my blood pressure. They find out my blood pressure is super low. They immediately throw me into a room. It's an emergency situation. They're giving me liquids and all kinds of things to raise my blood pressure. They're intravenously giving me liquids, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm a goner. And I'm laying there, and I have a mask on my face because I'm paranoid as hell that I'm going to get COVID-19 in the hospital. So I'm wearing this mask. And so I bring the mask down in order to breathe, because I couldn't breathe with the mask on. I put the mask back on. This doctor comes in, and he said to me, he says, you're losing oxygen. And I says, it's because I'm wearing this damn mask. And he goes, you know that's a myth, right? And I looked at him, and I says, I have hypercapnia. And he goes, oh. I go, I have hypercapnia, and it does block some of my oxygen when I breathe through a mask, and I'm trying to gain my composure. I mean, this same doctor, I don't know who he was or whatever, he gave me a cancer scare. They did some scanning of me, and he came back and told my doctor that I had tumors all over my body, inside my body. And this happened during the time, around the time that we were leaving the studios, the earlier, we were cast out into the great unknown to find our own studios. And I mean, that was just one more stress on me. And I was thinking I was dead. I was gone. The doctor was wrong in his diagnosis. The doctor was wrong about the mask. The doctor was wrong about everything. And I'm thinking, this guy is in an emergency room. And I'm feeling scared. And all I get is this, well, you're losing oxygen. Why have my mask on? No, that's a myth. And then he goes and he tells my doctor that I have, 12 tumors on my kidneys and I need to go in for an emergency MRI, which I did, and they found out there were no tumors. Well, actually, they found one, but it wasn't a big deal. It was benign. And I'm thinking, you know, they had me scared to death. I thought I was going to have to, you know, sit down with all of you and say, by the way, you know, chips are down, and my health is going down the toilet right now. And I don't. It's 2020. Goodbye, everybody. I'm done. I didn't do that because it didn't happen, okay? And so, and the reason why it didn't happen is because I had to get, what? A second opinion. Okay. The second opinion is vital when you're talking about health issues. The only problem is that with COVID-19, by the way, I was tested for COVID at the time, so that's why I know I didn't have COVID. But with COVID-19, the second opinion is not available. There's only one opinion about COVID-19 that'll kill you. There's no second opinion about COVID-19, no second opinion on the news, no second opinion allowed on Facebook, no second opinion allowed on Twitter. It's just the same sexy experts that have to speak. It's the same experts that are given the only opinion. I mean, we've heard the slogan, facts before fear. As is the facts that they give you are simply an excuse to be fearful or victimized. What's happening in that the news has become a well of information to terrorize you into submission. And as dark winter brings its cold and unforgiving storms to the Atlantic, the lockdowns are successful. Now we're having this cyber breach or whatever's going on. Americans are finding themselves inside, stuck inside, temperatures dropping, stuck inside. They're in front of the TV a lot more now. And so they're exposed to hyper-reality from dramas and situation comedies. While much of what we see is mindless entertainment, there's now a trend for the liberal-leaning networks to go back and rewrite history in order to push an agenda. Their hidden agendas. This is, you know, what I call the nonfiction programming. Around this time of year, you know, I used to, like, get out. I was a social butterfly, go out to parties, go out and say hello to people. And now I'm finding myself reading more. I'm finding myself finding, I'm hunting for something to watch on TV that's going to make me laugh, some mindless entertainment, or something that's going to teach me something. And in the process, I do have to stumble upon the mainstream and how they react to what's going on. And like I said, you need a second opinion when it comes to health issues. But the media is not going to give you a second opinion about COVID-19. Nobody's going to hear that second opinion unless you ask for that second opinion. Otherwise, you're going to go around thinking that you're sicker than you really are. And that's a travesty. You're going to go around feeling like a hypochondriac, wondering if that sniffle or that tickle or whatever you're having is going to be COVID-19. That's horrible. Because you could have peace of mind thinking that you're just catching an allergy or you're sniffling or sneezing because of the dust or the mold that's under the leaves that are falling from the ground, that are falling from the trees to the ground. There are a lot of reasons why you could have that tickle or that sneeze that has nothing to do with COVID-19, but that is something that takes a second opinion. And that opinion is your doctor's opinion, not Fauci's opinion, not, I don't know. I just think that the second opinion, for me, was a valuable thing, and it taught me a valuable thing a few weeks ago. And I'm thinking it's important that we get a second opinion about what's going on with COVID now that we have the vaccine. I'm Clegg Lewis. You're listening with Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.